output to overwhelming. The overthrow of the sun. Mr. Jones's frustration was overwhelming. He had always had an outstanding credit rating, and now he was getting overdraft notices from his bank. His son, an overgrown child still living at home at the age of 35, had overreached his liberty and taken money without Mr. Jones's approval. His son was overdue for a dose of reality, and Mr. Jones was going to give it to him, no matter how outspoken the son became to Mrs. Jones. From the outset, his son fought with Mr. Jones, blaming his own overall dismal life on his parents. But Mr. Jones was too overcome to let his son overshadow him again, and he told the son he had to move out that day. When Mrs. Jones came in, she saw immediately that her husband was overstrained, and that she had perhaps overrated his fathering ability. She had also perhaps overlooked her son's potential impact on their relationship with the bank. This was too much for him. She had always outstripped her husband before, but this time she saw that his arguments outweighed hers, and she agreed that the son should move out. The son had been overthrown. In his overview of the situation, he had never thought his mother would side with his father. Now he would have to leave, finding his own place and live off his own output. Something he had never done. When the parents finished overseeing the departure of their son, they smiled at each other and hoped that their own relationship would now improve. Days later, however, they had their own personal problems when they realized that they no longer had anything in common. Their lives had only overlapped when it came to dealing with their son.
Oh, to paradise. Island parade. The parade to the Pantheon added to the panorama of a beautiful city located on the Mediterranean Sea. The unique landscape and beautiful water were the result of continental shift during the Paleolithic time period, and high levels of oxidide in the water. The city itself was also ancient and rich in culture. Turnout was therefore excellent, and tourists to the Greek island were sure that this was paradise. The palm trees were blowing, the sky was clear. Formerly pale Caucasians were browning, and the painstaking pace of normal life was slowed and almost forgotten. Life couldn't be better than this, and many tourists were already planning to make this their regular vacation spot. But the event was hardly palatable to the locals. As they padded down the packed road, they knew that the packaging of the event was working. But tourists didn't know that a well-organized panel of businessmen had practically forced locals to conduct the parade. Serious conflict had almost occurred. And when pamphlets in the local language were strongly against participation, several of the elders in the town had to step in, pacify the troublemakers and their families. The elders assured everyone that without tourism, there was sure to be panic about how to earn a living. They said that, while it might be unpleasant, the ownership of the businessmen over them was necessary. They also said that locals owed their high standard of living to selling good tourist packages. Their argument won out, and the parade went on. The tourists continued to enjoy themselves. What you don't know can't hurt you.
Paradox to patent. A company built on a paradox. It was an interesting paradox. The founder of the most successful pasteurization company in America was allergic to milk and partial to horses. But how he had founded the company, created numerous patents, and sold the nation on his brand of milk without ever drinking a drop was a mystery to quite a few. His partners made sure this secret was never known, and business continued to boom. Their strategy to ensure this was paramount to the success of the company. They just let the founder have fun, as if he were living in a parallel universe where there were no secrets to hide. They were particularly willing to let the founder spend most of his time traveling, where he could participate in public relations activities, spread passion for the company name, and enjoy himself. Several other partners even joked that it was like keeping a cow out in the pasture while the rest were getting milk. When the founder became paralyzed in a paragliding accident, things became a little bit more difficult. The founder had always been a passionate participant of daring adventures, but this time his assistants had been too passive in preparing the safety devices, and the founder had been seriously injured. His paralysis made front page. The partners were standing by when things went from bad to worse. A reporter insisted that the founder drink some milk while he was in the hospital. The paradoxical mystery was exposed when the founder drank it, and then spit the milk everywhere in revulsion. Cameras captured particles of food flying, and white particulate matter all over the founder's face. It was a public relations nightmare. The company crashed. To paraphrase this story, if you take a bull by the horns, you sometimes get bucked.
Patently to perception. A patterning pathology. Mark had a patently strange pathology. He was obsessed with patterning. This meant that he was always looking at the ground when he walked, watching the patterns that were paved there. It also meant that he counted obsessively when he walked and could never break himself away from a pendulum and constantly pausing on the street while comparing pedestrians, especially during peak hours. People would have perceived him as a freak if he had not had several strong patrons concerned about helping him in his condition. They made sure that Mark was not penalized by society. When they found him, he was a dejected young man, prone to depression and without friends or purpose in life. They knew that there must be some positive aspect to his pathology, and quickly discovered that Mark was an excellent math pedant. They even helped him to become a university professor with a wonderful pension. While teaching, he could penetrate deep into the concepts and patterns of math. the perception of his peculiar pathology by his peers at university was that it was a gift. They wished they had had a problem with patterning. Mark's success at university had a very perceptible change on his life. He no longer felt like he was a penalty to society, but he was making a contribution. He became a happy, purposeful man, and his accounts payable disappeared as he became rich and famous. Last year, he even won the Nobel Prize for Mathematics.
Perch to peruse. The percussion player. Perching on the periphery of every orchestra is a percussion player. He is a permanent, but underappreciated member of this elite group of musicians. Because he only plays periodically, I have often thought that he must really be spending time back there perusing periodicals, or listening to the baseball game, while all of the other instruments are singing away furiously. Perish the thought, however, of that percussion player missing a cymbal crash or timpani bang. Then every personality in the orchestra would look back at him angrily, critiquing his performance. He may not be essential most of the time, but he darn well better keep the timing and come in at the right place. I would guess that, in that situation where a percussion player misses a crash, orchestra office personnel would once again hear the perennial comment of perplexed violinists and cellists asking for permission to eliminate the lesser elegant instruments. They would not permit it, of course. But the percussion player better not have a perishable character, or such complaints might permeate his little head and change his perspective about hitting a drum every 15 minutes for a bunch of people who are experts at rubbing horsetail strings. If he had a strong character, I would even guess that those string rubbers might have a little peril to face themselves. Ah well, the orchestra will always perpetuate itself, regardless of the infighting between beauty and booms. The audience will be persistent. They will never cease their demand for the orchestra. People love the contrast. The flying of the strings, the blasting of the horns, and, of course, persistence of the percussion player.
Pertain to pigment. The pigment phenomena. The picnic was held on a very picturesque pier right off the beach. The water was beautiful and almost everyone went swimming. When one fisherman commented that there might be some interesting phenomena in the water today, no one listened. They just kept on partying.